Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So CNN is terrible. Big news, I'm sure, to everyone. But Carl found something particularly awful and thought it'd be real good fun to go through for a laugh. So
yeah, basically. I mean, torture. It's been a long time since I've watched anything on CNN, right? And it was just way worse than I remember. And so I found this clip, Freak Show Caucus, Acosta responds to Boebert's remark. And, you know, nearly 400,000 views, so we'll have a look. And it is just embarrassing. It is embarrassingly bad.
You got to tell me the context. Who's Boebert?
Lauren Boebert. She's an American, I think, senator, and she's like the Republican answer to AOC.
Right.
She's very fire and brimstone. Don't care about those demon KKK rats and their opinions. Based, by the way.
Wait for that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the point. Just like Boris Johnson and the bum boys and the letterboxes. He's like, oh, look at these horrible things she said. And it's like, yeah, but that makes her sound great. Like, what you consider to be horrible, Jim, I think sounds brilliant. So let's just watch the first clip, I think.
You might be feeling all filled up after Thanksgiving, but unfortunately, we got an extra helping of turkey from Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who proudly displayed her ignorance and bigotry in comments about Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar.
I look to my left, and there she is, Ilhan Omar.
Whoops.
And I said, well, she doesn't have a backpack. We should be fine. So we only had one floor to go, and I was like, do I say it or not? And looked over. And I said, oh, look, the Jihad Squad decided to show up for work today. Don't worry, it's just her staffers on Twitter that talk for her. She's not tough in person.
So, I mean, I think that sounds great.
That's okay. Local politician cracks joke.
Well, she's not even local. She's a congresswoman. So she's a national politician.
But your point about the Chiron's fantastic. I mean, look at it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Trolling and bigotry on main events at GOP's hateful show.
It sounds like they're grooming psychos, doesn't it? A cult. But
what is it? Not even breaking news. Hold on. What if it is that?
Just don't kill yourself yet.
Please don't switch off.
Yeah. But anyway, I really enjoy Boebert's energy that she's bringing to this. It's full-on culture warrior energy.
Yeah.
I don't respect anything about the Democrats. Screw them, and they can all go to hell. Good. Finally. You know, I wish the conservatives in this country would understand that's what the Labour Party have in store for them. But anyway, let's carry on. Let's hear
the Jihad Squad comment. I'm never going to play that as terrible. It's like, no, the Jihad Squad would also include people like Jeremy Corbyn. So
yes,
this is not a racial comment. This is about politics.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, it's AOC, the squad, basically, is calling them the Jihad Squad because they're always complaining about Islamophobia and sympathizing with terrorists. And it's like, yeah, we have that over here. And Jihad Squad is a nice turn of phrase. Hmm. I like it. Anyway, let's see what she had to say about Mayor Pete.
We should note, Congresswoman Omar says Boebert is lying about that run. And Omar tweeted, this whole story is made up. And Boebert has since offered something of an apology to the Muslim community, but not to Omar. By the way, that wasn't the only hateful thing Boebert said in that speech. She also took a homophobic swipe at Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who is now the father of twins.
He wasn't even put in charge of this supply chain crisis. You know, someone else was tapped for that because Mayor Pete is still at home trying to figure out how to chest feed.
So Pete Buttigieg was the transport secretary, decided to adopt a pair of twins, and then has taken all this time off. In the meantime, if we can get the links up, John, there are a record number of cargo ships sat offshore in California because they're having a massive supply chain crisis. And Pete's like, I'm just going to take the time off. Just going to adopt some kids. Bye. Don't you have a job, Pete? Is there a crisis forming? Yes, there is. And when challenged on this by Tucker Carlson, Pete Buttigieg was just like, well, as you can imagine, we're bottle feeding and doing all hours of the day and night. This is important work. I'm not going to apologize to Tucker Carlson or for anyone else for taking care of my premature newborn infant twins.
Then resign.
Yeah, exactly. Then resign.
Resign the position. Give it to someone else who actually has time to do their job.
Yes.
And they can solve the crisis.
Can't your wife do it, quote unquote?
I was going to ask, like, where is the homophobia in the comment? I mean, the chest feeding thing. I assume it's because they're both men.
Yes.
But like...
And there was a meme going around that it was chest feeding, it was false.
But if you're going to do the whole thing, surely one of you is like more taking care of the kid than the other one. Maybe the one who works for the US government at the highest levels should maybe focus on the job and the other one takes care of the kids. To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.